welcome to our podcast. We will be discussing the book, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn by Mark Twain. Our topics will include how Huck has changed through the book, the symbolism of the river, Huck and Jim's relationship, and slavery. We hope you enjoy. To start out the podcast, Gabby will discuss how Huck has changed throughout the book. So, Gabby, how does Mark Twain establish Huck Finn as a mischievous rascal?
Well, Ava, Huck goes out into the woods when he's not supposed to. He also hates the way of life of the widow. Huck doesn't like having to go to eat at a certain time. He also thinks he can say whatever he wants to say. But the widow hates when he says any type of swear word. Twain also establishes Huck Finn as a mischievous rascal by having Finn fake his own death and having him run away. This really showed that Huck has a bold, risk-taking personality.
And so in what ways is Huck different from the other boys in the gang?
First of all, he doesn't have parents. His dad is an alcoholic, who I'm sorry to say this, but he abuses Huck. His mom is also never around. He is so lucky he's under the widow's protection. The widow actually cares for Huck. Huck's dad is not an example of a good father. He hates the idea of Huck going to school and being smarter than his father.
Talk about the prank with the snake on Jim. What is Huck's intent when he plays the prank?
Well, he was just trying to be funny. What do you expect, you know? Knowing his personality, he would do something like this. He's a young, mischievous boy who loves being mischievous.
How does Huck feel when he realizes his mistake?
Huck feels bad about the prank. He clearly sees that Jim is upset and realizes what he did was wrong.
What theme is Twain building in Chapter 11 when Huck chooses not to turn Jim in for the reward money?
I think the most important theme is friendship. This is the most important theme because Huck considers his friendship with Jim more than the reward money for turning Jim in because he is a runaway slave.
How does Huck's character change throughout the book?
He sees that what they are doing to the slaves isn't right. He also started to slowly turn into a man by realizing his pranks were hurtful and not right.
Next, Katie will discuss the river and its importance to the book. So Katie, how is the idea of symbolism present with the river?
Well, Twain uses the river as a symbol of freedom. Both Jim and Huck are using it for freedom, but in different ways. Jim is using it to escape from slavery and being sold away to the South. Huck uses it to escape from his dad in the woods. He is also using it to escape from the Widow Douglas and civilization in general. He fakes his own death so that no one will come after him. In a way, once Huck starts going down the river, he is free to be a new person since no one is really looking for him because they all think he's dead. And he's not weighted down by who he was before. Huck and Jim are free to do whatever they want and have no obligations or jobs. While Huck is pressured to be civilized by the widow before, now he knows how free he is. Also, whenever Huck and Jim get to trouble on land and they escape, they use the river. And the raft sort of becomes their safe haven and home where they can relax.
How does this complete freedom floating down the river affect Huck?
Well, Huck starts to realize that maybe complete freedom isn't the best opportunity. He notices serious issues and he has to think about them, while before he didn't really have to, he just absentmindedly accepted them. He also learned that maybe some rules are good, since complete freedom can lead to dangerous situations. When the Duke and King exercise complete freedom by taking advantage of people, especially when they pretend to be Peter's brothers, he notes how wrong this is and thinks that maybe there should be some limitations.
Next, Kelly will talk about views on slavery in Huckleberry Finn. So Kelly, how does this book incorporate the culture of the time period?
The book takes place in the early age of America before slavery was deemed illegal. It gives great perspective as to how people of color were treated compared in the early land of the free.
How does Twain begin to question the morality of slavery in Huck Finn?
He brings up the two situations about the people are living in the free states compared to the slave states. In the free states, it is mentioned that an African-American man can hold the same job as anyone else and become one of the wealthiest men in the state. Yet while he lives free and happy, there are still slaves in the other lands.
What is ironic about the fact that there is a $300 reward being offered for the capture of Jim, but only a $200 reward offered for the capture of Pap, a man believed to have murdered his own son?
It is ironic because the idea of slavery is held so high above everyone that they care about returning and treating someone like property more than catching a murderer who is an actual danger to society. It further relates back to how people seem afraid of African Americans, yet have no trouble dealing with them harshly with their own justice.
Finally, our last topic is Huck and Jim's relationship. So, how is Jim like a surrogate father to Huck?
Well, Jim cares for Huck. He acts as a fatherly figure to Huck, making him realize that his jokes and pranks can really hurt a person's feelings.
He's kind of a guiding figure. He actually is a grown-up and has experienced many things, so he can teach Huck more.
How does Huck's relationship with Jim change throughout the story, and what helps to cause this change?
Huck's relationship with Jim starts to change because Huck begins to realize that Jim is more of an equal, and they start to get closer. This happens because they spend so much time in the river together alone, which gives them the time to bond. Also, their freedom becomes connected because if one of them gets caught, most likely the other will be too. Also, they need to rely on each other because Jim needs to trust that Huck won't turn him in, and Huck needs to trust that Jim won't tell people that he's not really dead and that who he really is. So the river is so important to the story, not only because it represents freedom, but also because it gives Huck the opportunity to learn to respect Jim.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We hope you have enjoyed listening, and we hope you now have a deeper understanding of the adventures of Huckleberry Finn.